Hello, Dan. How are you doing today?
Great.
Thanks for coming in. Putumayo built its retail experience in kind of unusual locations. Can you explain a choice to use unconventional stores to get started?
Well, it really began because I owned a series of retail shops, and I was actually selling collections of clothing and handicrafts from around the world to about 600 boutiques when I was on my way back from a trip to Indonesia. Heard this African band in Golden Gate Park, and it led me back to New York to one of my stores where they were playing thrash metal music, and I got upset, so I started going into stores to find music to play in the stores, created these tapes that people started really falling in love with, I guess, the music, and were asking constantly, and I knew a guy who owned a record label, and I just proposed the idea of doing a series of compilations.
How do children's books fit into the mix?
This is an interesting story because I've always, the artist that does the album covers for Putumayo has been doing our children's album covers, and we've been very successful. And I met somebody who owns a company called Barefoot Books, and I've known her for now probably 20 years. And one day I thought, you know, we have an audience, retail audience, for these books that they're doing that are multicultural. Maybe we could start trying to distribute some of those. So with the Barefoot Books, we started distributing their World Atlas, Book of Children, their Spanish and English words and French and English words books, and gradually found our way back to kind of building and, in a sense, rebuilding a kind of marketplace for cultural kids' books. And I'm hoping to expand that to adult books as well.
Travel, how does that fit into the cultural relationship to the markets that you're dealing with?
We were going to release another album called Cuba Cuba that was going to essentially follow up the original Cuba album. So I approached Inside Cuba to just use the album to give away. And we started having this discussion, and they proposed the idea, why don't we do a collaboration on trips? So we tested our first trip to Cuba that was music-based, but it obviously involves a lot more than that, wonderful cultural excursions and history and great food. And so we did a very successful one in November of 2017, decided to do it again. We just had our second music-based trip to Cuba in November 2018, and now have a trip coming up to New Orleans in March.
What'll make this visit to New Orleans special?
We are arranging a number of private performances, you know, with some of the groups that we've always loved and promoted on our albums, you know, because these are small groups. This is not a big, massive number of people. We're talking about 25 or so people. I think one of the exciting things for me is marrying the experience of artists that we love, that we know are great performers, with venues where we think you can experience the sound the best possible way. So the hope is that, you know, with places that you know, like Snug Harbor or Preservation Hall or Palm Court Jazz Club, everyone knows of these places, but to try and coordinate in such a way where the right artists are playing, they'll spend a little time talking about their music. You'll have an intimate connection with the artists. And we're also taking them to view and see art and photography and other types of things that are part of the cultural lore and history of New Orleans.
So what are the current releases for the 25th anniversary?
We just released an album called Broadway Jazz, which actually includes several New Orleans artists. One of my favorites, Kermit Ruffins, but also Leroy Jones, another artist who actually will be performing during our New Orleans trip. And we started the 25th anniversary year with an album called New Orleans Party, which is a celebration of some of the fun, upbeat songs from New Orleans. So because I lived and worked in New York for a long time, I thought, you know, New Orleans Party, where I live now, and Broadway Jazz would have kind of a nice sense of a bookend to the 25th anniversary celebration.
Dan, thanks for stopping by and spending some time with us today.
Well, thank you, Carl. It's been a pleasure being here.